Okay, when do we wash the ihram with zamzam? We don't wash our ihram with zamzam. Okay, zamzam is only for drinking in the masjid. So when we will interact with zamzam basically. So what will happen is that we will, after we perform the tawaf, we will go to either the coolers or the place where the well of zamzam is overflowing. Sorry, where the taps are that connect to the well of zamzam. And then we will drink zamzam at that point and make dua. How do we give dum? If a dum situation arises, then you will talk to the organizers. They will organize the dum for you. Okay, what books do you recommend to read on Hajj? You know, there's so many different books. That's a very difficult question. To tell you the truth, I probably went through at least 10 to 15 books and then kind of put everything together and made one presentation. And I did these presentations during Ramadan, so we spent a lot of time and it was much more detailed than this. So first thing is maybe if you just go to the website and listen to these lectures a few times, it'll help. There's a very simplistic book called Hajj Tawaf Ziyarah, but I don't know if it's available in the United States. That's a pretty decent book. Otherwise, there's a book called Teacher of the Hajj Pilgrims. It's very complicated. It has everything in it, but if you've got time, that's a decent book as well. Can we perfume two umrahs? Can we perform two umrahs with one ihram? No. You have to perform each umrah with a separate ihram. So once you get into ihram and you complete the umrah, then you have to remove the ihram, unless you're going to perform hajj afterwards. Why is pelting done for 3 days? It's done because that's the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mandated it through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously it shows it's your chance to get revenge on shaitan. So it's basically, that's the way to think through it. Okay, if you can't keep wudu for more than 2 hours, what happens? What if it's because of sickness? There are some excuses for people who have difficulty keeping wudu. Those excuses have legal requirements. So this person will have to discuss this issue with me and I will tell you whether you fall under the category of someone who's called the excused person. That person doesn't need to make wudu if their wudu breaks. They will only make wudu for every new prayer time. It's a bit complicated, but if you're medically in that situation, come and talk to me and I'll discuss it with you. Okay, can a person in ihram cut his or her own hair at the end of the sa'i? No, you should have someone else cut your hair. You should not cut your own hair. Also, on the 10th of Dhul Hajj after Qurbani, can a person cut? No, same thing. So basically, once you've completed the rites of ihram, you should have someone else cut your hair. But that person can be wearing his ihram still, right? Once you've completed the rites, you can cut someone else's hair, but you shouldn't cut your own hair. Okay, if prayers in Mecca are worth 100,000 times normal, does that make up for fard prayers you've missed in the past? The answer is no. If you owe prayers, then you owe prayers. This is a reward issue. It's worth 100,000 times the reward. So if you owe prayers in the past, you still need to make up those prayers. Can you do dua in English while in ihram? Yes, you can do all your duas in English while in ihram. While you're making tawaf, while you're making sa'i, I recommend that you do things in Arabic. You can just say La ilaha illallah if you don't know much Arabic, or you can say Qul huwallahu ahad, you can read Surah Fatiha, you can read Salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, etc. But those should be done in Arabic. They say not to cut hair nails or beards for the first 10 days of Dhul Hijj before Qurbani. How does that apply to Hajj? Well, we're in a totally separate state when we're in Hajj. Remember, the Haji does not do Qurbani. The Haji does Dam Shukr. The Qurbani is only done for the person who is a resident. So the person who is not supposed to cut their hair, nails, or beard is the individual who's away from the haram, who's not going for Hajj. Okay? So that answers that. Can a person leave Muzdalifah before dawn or before sunrise to avoid crowd, especially for sisters? Okay, Muzdalifah, the sunnah of Muzdalifah is to stay all the way until the Fajr prayer and then to stay right before sunrise. And that's what the group is going to do. There is some exemption. It's wajib to do this, by the way. There is some exemption for those people who are elderly or for sisters if there is extreme crowding. But for the most part, I recommend that you not try to leave Muzdalifah. So we can talk to the organizers and see whether they have a contingency plan for these types of people. It's a little bit difficult, but you know what? It's a couple hours. It's not very long. You're basically talking about 5 or 6 hours. You know, it is outside. There is no tent. But if you have a sleeping bag, you'll still be able to sleep. You'll be able to get some rest. I recommend bringing a sleeping bag because you'll need it in Muzdalifah. So again, if you need to leave, let us know and we'll talk about it and figure out how to get it done. But for the most part, the whole group will be staying in Muzdalifah as was the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Previously, if one has done an unknown number of tawafs, and if they went inside hatim as part of the tawaf, do they have to make up these tawaf? If so, how does one estimate? Actually, I need to look up this question. Technically, your tawaf counts, but I'm not sure what the penalty is, so I need to check up on this question. So, if this person who, if they're still here and they want to email me, they can email me at sat5. You can go to Sacred Learning and just send an email from there. If you go to the Sacred Learning website, you can just send an email from there, inshallah. And I'll look it up. Since the husband and wife are not supposed to have much interaction during Hajj, then what's the best way to ensure the wife's safety? Okay, the husband and wife can have interaction. It just can't be the romance type of interaction. So the husband's not off the hook here. He can't just disappear. He still needs to take care of the wife. Yes, the wife can hold on to the husband's so the question is, can the wife hold on to the husband's arm during tawaf? I would not recommend arm. I would say ihram. Although the husband may not be comfortable with anyone holding his ihram. So anyway, you know, you can hold the upper portion of the husband's ihram. That's what I would recommend. But I would not recommend holding the arm. Okay? Would you recommend getting a taxi for transportation instead of using the bus? You can get a taxi, but you're not going to go anywhere anyway. It's not the problem of the bus or taxi. The whole problem is the road. The road is totally blocked. So I recommend, actually, if you can do it, walking. Walking is much easier than anything. And the person who walks ends up arriving much before anyone else. So when possible, you might want to try to walk. But I'll let you know, we'll let you know on the journey what are the times to walk and what are the times to wait for the bus. Okay, on the last day, do we leave Mecca and go straight to the airport? Is there adequate time to do tawaf wida? So yeah, you'll have time to do tawaf wida, but don't push it towards the very end. Once you do tawaf wida, you can still go back into the masjid, you can still pray prayers in the masjid, you can even do another tawaf after tawaf wida. Tawaf wida is the name of the tawaf that you do after tawaf ziyara, towards the end of your trip, not as the very last thing necessarily. So it's not like you're going to wait 3 hours exactly before your flight, quickly perform tawaf wida and get to the airport, right? You're going to do it maybe like, you know, a few hours before you actually leave for the airport. So that'll be your tawaf wida. Is there a time preference for doing tawaf? I plan on doing it when there's less rush at night. Mm-mm. Doesn't matter. There's going to be rush all the time. It's packed all the time. So you can do it at night. It might be a little less crowded, but for the most part, there is no particular time preference. You can do it whenever you want. So it's open to you, but I can tell you that there are very few times when it's not crowded during the Hajj. Okay, now that there is halal money available, is it permissible to physically make the hatim a part of the Kaaba? Okay, actually no. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after he conquered Mecca, he himself made a statement in a famous hadith saying that if I did not fear that people would take an open permission to alter the Kaaba, I myself would have altered the structure of the Kaaba. So the Prophet ﷺ actually desired to put the Hatim back into the structure of the Kaaba, but because he feared that if he opened the door to altering it, people later on would continue to alter it, he did not do so. And that's based on Hadith. So that's why nobody alters the Kaaba even in this day, despite the fact that perhaps halal money may be available. Can women wear sandals? Yes, women can wear shoes actually. Do we have to do 2 rakah for entering Masjid Haram at any other time? Anytime you enter the masjid, you want to do 2 rakah to greet the masjid. Okay, that's a sunnah in general. So I recommend doing that as much as possible, with the exception of when you enter the masjid to perform tawaf, in which case tawaf takes the maqam, or the place of the salah. When we enter masjid, do we enter with our spouses, our group, on our own? Should we make an effort to perform the entire umrah with a group or our spouse on our own? Okay, so this is a logistical question. What will happen during the Umrah is that, or any time we try to enter into the masjid, we're not going to be able to do 70 people tawaf together. It's not going to happen, all right? So what will actually happen is that as a group will enter, we'll probably create a meeting point in the lobby. As a group will enter, and then I will instruct people outside of the masjid, or the other scholar will instruct people outside of the masjid. You know, we'll get together in a gathering place, and I'll say, look, this is the next goal. We're going to enter into the masjid. You're going to see the Kaaba, you're going to make your dua, and you're going to go and perform tawaf. This is how you're going to perform tawaf. As soon as you're done with tawaf, you're going to go and perform sa'i. This is how you're going to perform sa'i. And at the end, at Marwa, we'll have a person waiting to greet you and tell you what's next. All right? So we'll probably break up into smaller groups, and then for logistical reasons, proceed in smaller groups throughout the proceedings. So, yes, you can do it with your spouse, you can do it with your family, etc. All right, I already talked about the fact that if your parents pay for your hajj and you're an adult, your hajj counts as your fardh hajj. Okay, can we remove hijab during wudu for masa? Again, yes, you can, because the hijab is not the ihram. The ihram is a state, which happens to be represented by the fact that you're wearing hijab. Will women have access to your lectures? Yes, you will, because there will be a portable speaker system in Mina, and we will have regular lectures in Mina. In Medina, we'll have a setup for the women as well. So there will, the women, the sisters and the brothers will have equal opportunity for all the lectures that occur on the journey. Can we wear gym shoes? I already answered this question. Is wiping the face with a cloth or a napkin after wudu during ihram? You can do that. You can wipe the face. You just can't cover the face. Last question. Is it farad to wash feet in the airplane for wudu? What do we do? Can we do masa on cloth socks? It's mandatory to do wash your feet or to do masa on leather socks. It's not permissible, according to Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad, Imam Abu Hanifa, and Imam Malik, which are basically representing 99.999% of Islamic scholarship, to white cotton socks. Okay? That's not permissible. And if you want a very detailed lecture on this with all the proofs and the reasons, go to Sacred Learning and listen to the lecture there in the Tahara section. I gave a full half hour, 45 minute lecture on this issue. What about if wind blows the face covering cloth on a woman's face, then what happens? What a woman will do is she'll give a little bit of sadaqah away after the hajj, because invariably that cloth is going to touch her face. So she will give a little bit of sadaqah at the end to cover the touching of the cloth. Remember that there's two penalties, sadaqah and dam. So you don't require a dam in that case, you just require some sadaqah. Okay, so that's basically all the questions. Now I'm going to stay behind and just show the males how to tie the ihram very quick. It will just take 5 minutes. Just I'll give you some tips on that. And finally, the other thing to keep in mind is that this is the only seminar. All right, there are no more seminars after this. So it's all going to be the real deal the next time we meet, inshallah. So if there's any questions, I'll stay behind to answer those questions. For the brothers, I will show you how to tie the bottom portion of the ihram, because I assume that's where the question lies. And then inshallah, we will meet up either in the airport or in Germany, for those people who are meeting in Germany, etc. وَآخُرَ تَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ